Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Becky Lynch is now a bad guy, apparently. I always like to throw that word in there because it is the crazy world of pro wrestling and you never know. But boy howdy, did that take me by surprise. Because if you do go through the list of WWE babyfaces, they don't have that many at the moment, and they certainly don't have that many at the level of Becky Lynch. But apparently we're just going to ignore all that and throw it into the bin. That's quite the plan. The real twist in the tale is that the rumour mill is now telling us that this was Becky's idea, so Reddit started melting down, although to be fair, so did I. But if we take a step back and look at this from a greater vantage point, this could very well be WWE repeating one of their greatest ever mistakes. Why? Here's why. It's easy to forget now because Becky Lynch has been away for so long after deciding to start a family, but let's not pretend she wasn't over like Rover before she did decide to take some time out. And you could throw any metric at her and she will be able to hit them back at you like she's playing tennis. TV ratings, merchandise sales, reaction in the live venues. She called herself the man and she lived up to that name. This wasn't just somebody hardcore fans were behind either. It was casual fans, it was adults, it was kids, it was my girlfriend who remembered her nickname even though she doesn't watch wrestling. Becky had smashed through the glass ceiling. And it really did feel, at least to me, like we were at the start of this journey. Why, oh why then, has everyone agreed that Becky Lynch should come back and turn to the dark side? Now, there are two points that I do believe we have to talk about because they are actually quite good. The first of which is that the long-term idea is to try and get Bianca Belair over as a bigger star. And I'm never going to argue against that because Bianca Belair is great and whatever we have to do to push her up the ladder is exactly what we should be doing. But it's a bizarre way to start this off, having her lose in 20 seconds at SummerSlam. But if somebody does think they can pull this off, I admit I'm happy to sit down and wait and see, even though I'm a little bit skeptical. The second one is a bit more silly, if accurate, and came as a throwaway line from Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, where he said that Becky had looked at the company, seen how they treat babyfaces and seen how they treat heels, especially looked at Roman Reigns and saw the fun he was having and thought, well, I'd like a piece of that pie. Once again, who the hell wouldn't? Because if somebody came and knocked on your door right now and said, hello, I'm from World Wrestling Entertainment, and we'd like to turn you into a wrestling warrior that smashes fools into the ground, you'd say sure. And at SummerSlam 2021, Roman Reigns has officially been the champion for a year, and think about the people he's gone through. Daniel Bryan, Edge, Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman, Cesaro, a ton more. He is being treated like an absolute king, and other wrestlers are going to go, yeah, I want the crown too. Ultimately, too, if Becky does have this way, she should be able to do whatever the hell she wants. It's always nice when the artiste is able to paint their own picture, but I do think we need to get in our time machine before we get into this and go back to 2001. Because then, during WrestleMania 17, Stone Cold Steve Austin decided that he had had enough of being a good guy. He needed to go heel. He aligned himself with Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And, well, the whole thing didn't really work. And look, was the Rattlesnake great at this? Of course he was. And in fact, some of my favourite Stone Cold moments came when he was playing the paranoid egomaniac heel alongside Kurt Angle. And you can go back even 20 years ago and watch them and go, ha, 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 that's really funny because they've stood the test of time. The problem was, and this was a pretty big problem, is that the fans en masse didn't want it. They had tuned or even found wrestling because they wanted to see this ass kicker beating up his boss. And now they were being presented with a character that not only did they didn't like, but they were also told to boo, even though they didn't want to boo him. So what a lot of them did was, they got a controller, and they went click, and they turned it off. And the numbers are all out there if you need to see proof of this. Every single metric you can imagine started to decrease and go down, because everybody wanted the old Stone Cold Steve Austin, And when they didn't get it, they were disappointed. And never underestimate the power of somebody feeling disappointed. And he was still having great matches and he had chemistry with everybody he stepped in the ring with. But that wasn't what it was about. The fans wanted when they want it, and when they didn't get it, the end. As a quick aside too, that is exactly what we should all do when we're trying to be smart humans, instead of put ourselves through the ringer and then go moan about it on Twitter. Just a quick Simon Miller tip. Now, I'm not saying that the WWE of back then is the same as the WWE today, and nor am I saying that Becky Lynch as his biggest star is Stone Cold Steve Austin, but there are comparisons, especially when, once more, we go back to who's on the books. And I would say, other than our tribal chief, oh, Roman Reigns, we love you, there isn't anyone that has the star power that Becky Lynch did, so why the hell would we start to muck around with it? It's also baffling because why would you decide to try and fight that when crowds haven't been allowed into buildings for the last 18 months? I mean, everyone's so jazzed at the moment. The atmosphere of most wrestling shows is totally fabu. And now we're going to get the fictional gun and try and say, ha ha, whatever you want to do, we want you to do the opposite. And we've seen how that's gone before. And look, if we do try this and it turns out to be a bust and then WWE switches gears, then I'm all for it. You have to be able to try new things. But as we have seen before, sometimes WWE will get an idea in their head and they will push and they will push and they will push and they will push. And then the fans start pushing back and, well, it really does get quite toxic. It doesn't help the business, it doesn't help the wrestlers, and it doesn't help the relationship between the fan base and those behind the scenes. And as we are learning very quickly, getting that right is hugely important. And if we go down this path too, what is going to be different? As soon as people realize they're trying to be tricked into cheering a wrestler or booing them, they start making a noise on Raw, they start making a noise on SmackDown, or yes, once again, they just decide, well, I'm not going to turn it on today because I don't like what they're doing. And I think the last few weeks especially have proven to us that giving the people what they want 9 times out of 10 is the best way to deal with the situation. And breaking it right down to the basics, what even is Becky Lynch going to say to piss us all off? It's an uphill battle straight away because she only just returned and absent makes the heart grow fonder. So now we're like, oh my gosh, it's Becky Lynch, it's fantastic. And how did this go back down in 2018? It was such a failure that it started this The Man character because once again, everything I've just said, fans like, nope, we're not going to do it. We're going to cheer instead. Bada bing, bada boom. So unless she is actually going to shoot my own mother in the face, I have absolutely no clue what we're going to do. And if she did shoot my own mother in the face, you're not going to care. You don't know Mrs. Miller. I mean, you may be a bit perturbed, but you don't have the emotional connection that I do. This is why it seems so close to WrestleMania 17 when also, yes, WWE didn't really have any other baby faces ready to go. And who do we have now? We have Bianca Belair. We've established her. And you've got Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley, and they're doing okay. Then I actually start to run out of names because there really isn't anybody else. And yes, we've got Alexa Bliss, but I don't really know what world she's supposed to fit into at the moment, but that's a different video for a different time. But on the heel side, well, you've got Charlotte Flair, you've got Carmella, you've got Zelina Vega, you've got Sasha Banks, you've got Bayley, you've got Eva Marie. I think Natalia and Tamina fit into that boat. You've got Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. You can just go on and on and on. And if WWE is planning to bring Toni Storm and Liv Morgan back to TV, then okay, that will work. But at the moment, they have literally vanished. You'll have to forgive me for not believing they're going to be back soon. So it's a tough one for me because, as I've already said, if Becky Lynch has creative control, then that's going to get me hooping and hollering. But it just seems so damn stupid, especially when recently WWE hasn't been very good at making major, major stars. And now they have one and she's back. And we are going to do everything to fight it. Because she is literally in the midst of her comeback and we now have to tell her she sucks, even though we don't think she sucks. And we're also very damn pleased that she finally returned. Now, you won't be too surprised to learn all of this was decided on at the last minute, but my word, I smell Stone Cold Steve Austin. In many ways, that was the end of the Attitude Era. So yes, it was pretty damn bad.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.